Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the last of them. I have saved the universe by shredding azaleas.
And camellias, Tim. Don't forget about those.
Did it work? I imagine this feeling like throwing the ring into Mount Doom, but it's coming off more like unimaginative vandalism.
Then look at this. That should answer your question.
It doesn't.
Hank's vitals are cratering, thanks to your heroic stand against his precious supply of life-sustaining flora.
Wait, I get it. This is how my brain interprets the battle. This isn't a backyard flower garden at all.
Right.
That is so Ender's Game.
And now to put the cherry on this beast-slaying Sunday.
Way ahead of you. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real, for perhaps the very last time. So sit back and enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 1 week ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon.
Oh, Arnie, can you... I'm so sorry. Can you take Eggy Baby? Can you hold Eggy Baby?
God, you know, I'm working right now. Like, I know Eggy Baby is an important priority, but...
Okay, yeah. No, go ahead. I thought we were all raising Eggy Baby.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. No, Arnie, go ahead.
Okay, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, or do you want to sit this one out, Chunt? If you're a little... Look, we want to have work-life balance here on this podcast. So if you need to take some time...
No,
if you want to take some Chunternity leave...
Chunternity leave? I fucking hate how much I love that. I'm mad at you, so I don't want to enjoy what you just came up with, but it is good. No, Arnie, Eggy Baby, I'm here as well. I'm not going to sit this one out. I care about the show too much, but it is so tough being a parent. I mean,
sure.
The amount of yolk leaks daily, so much yolk.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's always so much yolk than you're expecting.
It just seeps through every crack in the,
Have you thought, and I don't know what the proper time for this is, have you considered yolk training, Eggy Baby?
Oh, yeah. I just think it's too heavy. I mean, it's good for an ox, but for an egg... Mm. It feels like it might crush it, right?
Sure.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Oh,
but do you want to crack that egg at some point?
Well, I'm afraid the Eggy Baby is just a huge egg. I'm not afraid about that, but that's part of what reality might be.
Yeah, so, you're like, wait, is this supposed to crack, or is that what this is absolutely not supposed to do because this is its final form?
Yeah, there's a difference between an egg cracking and an egg hatching, and I just want to make sure if it's supposed to hatch, it does hatch. That I don't crack it before the hatch. You know the old saying, don't crack it before the hatch? Don't crack it before the hatch.
Yeah.
You know the old saying. I say it all the time.
They would say that in the Lost writer's room all the time.
Oh, yeah. You talked about there's a huge hatch on Lost, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't crack it before the hatch.
And it gives birth to Penny's boat.
Yeah, that was also my favorite catchphrase on season one of Survivor. I am joined, as always, by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard, who's dead and also a ghost.
I was Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas.
Usidore, can you take Eggie Baby? Sorry, can you hold Eggie Baby?
Oh, fine. Let me change then from Usidore to Nursidore.
I hate how much I love that.
Now look, here I have these nipples on my forearm that I've magically created. How do I feed the baby?
Wait, that was unrelated?
I haven't really fed it before.
You just happen, you're like, I have these nipples also unrelated to that. What do I do with this baby?
No. What are the nipples for if not feeding a baby?
No, that's what they're for, but I don't know where to put the nipples on the egg.
An adage for time, a question for history. Where do you put the nipples on the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Up there with how high up the egg do the pants go? Listen, Usidore, I haven't been feeding Eggy Baby. I don't know if that's part of it not hatching. But hey, go ahead and continue your name.
Is there a book you could read about this?
You think there's a book on raising a giant egg, Arnie?
You would have to think.
Well, there is, but I can't afford it.
Because
there's only one.
Oh.
And it's the covers are emeralds and diamonds, so...
Yeah.
It's out of my price range. But Usidore, please continue with your name, but just do it maybe in like a soothing sort of like lullaby sing-song.
Sure. I was known to the elves as Fianyalak, and I was known to the dwarves as Zonenhook Stanges, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there are so many secret names that only a sweet little baby like you will ever know.
No.
No.
Aw.
No.
And now, you sir.
Shh.
Oh.
Was that
someone here?
Was that inside the egg?
What?
Was that Eggy Baby? What was that?
No, it was me. I just kind of wanted to get in on that and everything.
Oh,
it was beautifully harmonizing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm gonna lay the egg down for a nap.
Yeah, just don't let it roll away. Oh, there it goes. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
No, but my friend is.
Yeah, I am. I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Arnie.
Man, I love your work. Not to be weird, but can I see your sword?
That's a little personal, but I need this attention.
Arnie, it's not uncommon for people in a bar to try and compare swords. They want to just take a look. It's not.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. It's got to be around here somewhere. Give me a minute. I'll find it.
While he looks for his sword, can I ask, Traveler, what's your name? What's your deal? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, sorry, so rude of me. Avayorn, my name is Calvax Astrastamore Ebonwing.
Wow. A pleasure to meet you. Pardon me while I'm trying to get the egg to burp.
Oh, they're so cute when they're that age.
I know.
Okay, all right, found it.
What? Nope, that's a snake. Well, that's a snake.
It's not a, no.
A pretty stiff snake.
So what brings you here to Nibblebottom?
Oh, well, I heard the Nibblebottom has, like, a great sort of community around dragons and dragon culture and, like, a bunch of dragonborn and stuff. So, you know, I've been scoping it out and everything, looking for some dragons.
Oh, well, welcome. There's a lot of wonderful culture here, even though we're on the edge of civilization, the edge of the kingdom. Many travelers find their way here from all walks of life. I'm sure you could learn a lot more about dragon kind and dragonborn, throughout town. And some people even believe that the unnamable mountain, which this town is at the base of, they believe it's not a mountain at all, but perhaps a sleeping dragon.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, oh man, this is great stuff. Wow. This is great stuff.
See, this is
the kind of dragon lore that you can't find in sort of like big city. This is like real authentic stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, sometimes in the big city, you know, they're obsessed with their own lives and just focusing on themselves, and they don't really, like, live the way we live out here.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I find the coolest dragon stuff, you know, out here in, like, the more provincial areas, right? Mm-hmm. Everywhere in the big cities, it's all just tourist BS and everything. And sometimes mm-hmm. you'll get, like, a dragonborn exchange student or something. But, like, you know, out here is really where it's at.
Yeah, a lot of people around here do sing, "This is a poor provincial town."
No, I found it. I found my sword. Oh, wait, no. This is a giant lollipop. I'm sorry. I'll find. Anybody want to lick, though, before?
I mean, yeah.
Sure, I'll take one.
Okay.
No, thank you. Oh.
Pretty good. Chun, you singing that song reminds me, why hasn't Belle gotten married yet?
I don't know. I mean, I guess because she's a sentient Belle. So maybe that's part of the issue?
Yeah, I guess Belles usually don't get married, now that I think about it.
Can you turn her back?
Sorry, I'm still looking for my sword, but I overheard it. I heard a rumor, and I don't know if this is true, and I hate to spread gossip. I've heard that Belle, the sentient Belle, has a problem with the clapper.
She caught the clapper?
She caught the clapper. Oh, no.
Hey.
Is that a thing? I might not be using the right term for
I think you're
things.
Right. I think you're right.
Okay, I got it. I'll find that sword.
Oh, the clapper can't affect your ding-dong. So, we're getting caught up in some poor provincial town bullshit and gossip. And this is probably not what you're looking for, because you said you're interested in dragonborns.
Yeah, not to say that your lives are boring, but, like, I'm kind of more interested in like, the dragon scene around here. Do you, if there's any sort of, like, conclaves or anything. And it doesn't have to be of dragons or dragonborn, but, it like, even other fellow dragon culture enthusiasts and appreciators.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there a Dragonborn bar? I know on Fridays they have Dragon Night, and everyone gets dressed up for that, and that's fun. But I'm trying to think if there's...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you're looking for. Oh, there's a Dragonborn restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, oh man, they have servers there that, like, even if they're not dragonborn and stuff, they'll dress up like kind of all scaly like and everything, a lot of chainmail, you know, and the kind of patterns of that and everything.
And I never know how to feel about that.
You know, I find it empowering for them to do that, right?
Certainly.
It means definitely I'm going to leave a little extra silver on their tips, you know? Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, what is it that you find so enthralling about dragons? Is there something in your past that made you feel like you had to just learn more about them? Or is there just something... it's hard to put your finger on.
To answer your question, I just, they're so exotic, you know? And it's like, human culture is fine and all and everything, but, like, I think that dragon culture, like, they just really have this ethos that I really dig, you know? And, like... I've gotten into it a lot, you know, ever since I was little, a lot of my exes are dragonborn and everything. It's not like I'm looking for that anything. It just
not.
Happens to be.
Can I ask just for math's sake, how many are dragonborn? How many are exes?
I'd say maybe like eight of them or something.
Eight out of eight. Okay, so 100%.
I'm not so great at math, but yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, just like Arnie. Oh, hey, I heard my name. Yeah.
This is not my sword. This is a comically large pencil from when we were doing those comedy photo shoots.
The photographer said they'd look good.
Yeah.
I still have that arrow that went through my head. Where's that magical arrow that went through? Okay.
I'll find that sword eventually.
That's okay. Hey, you know, man. You don't gotta lie to me. I get it. Sometimes you can be a little shy about bringing out your sword in front of another sword guy. Oh, and, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's just us bros.
Do you have a sword?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, look at this. I actually have quite a few. And, I've got the broadsword here and a claymore. And, like, you know, they're actually have live edges and everything.
Huh. Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I had to send a mail order for them, but, like, you know, they came and they look super cool. I'm told that they're incredibly authentic.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they be authentic? Yeah. You could just go to any blacksmith in any town and get your sword sharpened with a live edge.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just like these are authentic sort of, warrior swords, you know, for like.
I mean, I've got one right here, my scabbard right here.
Oh, yeah,
and I got a warhammer right here.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, look at the fuller on this baby. Yeah, man.
So, Evan Wing, is that your last?
That's my last name. That's what you can call me. You can call me Kelvax. You can call me Kelvax.
Kelvax. Yeah. Can I ask? I'm counting. I'm somewhat good at math. I'm counting 26 blades here. Did you buy stock in swords? Do you go out every day with all this shit?
I mean, yeah, like, you know, you never know when you need to whip one out at a tavern and stuff. And, like, I mean, I'd say that I'm, like, in addition to the dragon culture, like, that's an aspect of it that I really enjoy is the weaponry, because they pay way more attention to the details of how things are built. There's sort of like a philosophy behind each of these sort of like dragon blades. They're less like weapons and more like part of your soul.
I just have to ask, is that a metaphorical or a literal thing? Because I, like, do they contain parts of souls?
I know the answer to that, and the answer to that is that they do, I think, probably contain part of your souls. And by having them, I have a lot of dragon soul with me at all times.
Yeah. Arnie, sir, could I talk to you under the table real quick?
Sure.
Sorry, we'll be right back.
Pardon us.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to kind of polish my swords here.
Oh, of course you are. Isor, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I think this guy's a fucking sword bro.
A sword bro?
A sword bro? Yeah, a sword bro. You know those people throughout the land who just try and collect swords to look cool? They don't really use them. They just polish them and sharpen them. And they'll cut fruit in front of friends. They'll have friends over and be like, look how sharp this is. And they'll cut like a tomato with it and be like, eh? It's like, yeah, it's a fucking blade. Of course it is. And when they don't have swords on them, Arnie, you may not know this. When they don't have swords on them, there's a lot of like, try grabbing my wrist. And you're like, what? And they're like, try grabbing my wrist. And I'm like, I'm not going to grab your wrist. And they go, just try grabbing my wrist. And I go, for what purpose? And they go, try grabbing my wrist. And then you go to grab their wrist and they slowly grab your hand and try and twist it to like show you a move. And you're like, what is this?
Wait, I don't understand. Doesn't everyone need a sword just in case like a giant vampire or a werewolf tries to break into your house to kill you? But they just have swords because they just like swords, not because they need them?
I think so.
Why does it have to be a giant vampire or a werewolf?
A giant vampire or a werewolf.
Okay. I don't know.
A giant werewolf? What the hell are you talking about?
I guess a vampire...
Werewolf?
A vampire is enough of a threat without it being a giant vampire. Sorry, I know it's a small detail.
Hey, Kelvrax? Am I saying that right?
I think it's Kelvaxis.
Hey. Yeah. Kelvaxis. Kelvaxis Strastamore. But you can call me Kel if you want.
Kel,
yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. Kel, are you, how to put this delicately, are you like a sword bro?
Well, I am a brother to a younger sister, and I have quite a few swords, yes. Mm.
Okay. Mm. And what do you use your swords for? Like, what do you use them for?
Oh, man, what don't I use them for?
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds bad. That sounds bad. There's got to be some things you should not use a sword for.
Turning on the lights?
I mean, you know, you never know when you're going to need a sword and everything. You got to open a lot of packages and, you know, you got to cut things.
You guys, I'm going to do a test. Kilvaxis, would you mind handing me that drink over there?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's... Sword right through the mug. Okay. Yeah. All the liquid spilling out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, now he's using two swords and sort of trying to pick it up with the two swords. Like hands?
Okay, let me
No, I got it, miss. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, miss.
Don't try and shake your hand
off that woman with the sword.
Don't shake your hand with the sword.
Okay. Here you are, my man.
Thank you.
One drink. See? A sword.
Kel, you have some soot on your face there.
Oh, I got that.
Oh, he's getting it with a sword. No.
So dangerous.
Okay. Boy, it's okay. I got a kit here. I got a healer.
Why don't we take a quick break and sort of tend to your cuts?
It's fine. Tis but a scratch. Yeah.
So, have you... I suppose, Kel, perhaps you need some training to actually...
Nah.
No?
I'm fine.
Defend yourself?
I have watched so many tournaments.
Okay.
You don't even know. I mean, you know, like, it's... I have so many swords. Like, why wouldn't I be able to do it? I have a lot of swords. I have seen so many tournaments. What else is there, you know?
Kilvaxis, do you mind, without using the sword? Like, let's leave all the swords aside.
All right.
Do you mind, sort of pantomiming? Like, just show us some of your moves.
Oh, okay. Everybody, stand back.
Okay.
See, these are traditional. These are traditional dragon war cries. Sorry, ma'am. Oh,
that'll heal.
That's fine. Yeah.
That looks very.
Yeah, this is a little something like that.
It's very performative. I'll give you that. It's very performative.
I do like performing them. So, yes.
You mentioned dragons. Mm-hmm. You have a dragon thing?
A dragon thing?
Yes, Arnie. While you were away, we established, learned that Kel has a affinity for dragons.
No. He said a dragon thing, right? What are you implying? Are you implying that, I maybe enjoy them too much or something?
No, I wasn't.
Because
I'll
have you know that the dragons and the dragonborn are a noble race and have a long storied culture that people like you and me can only hope to scratch the surface of.
We met a dragon once who just kind of wanted to hang out in his basement.
Okay.
Is he I don't think he was like a particularly like rich cultural spiritual creature. Dragons can be all sorts of things.
I think I know a little bit about dragons, my man.
Okay.
Whatever you, you can't use your one anecdote of, knowing a dragon to make generalizations about an entire culture.
Right, but isn't that what you're doing?
You know what? I don't have to identify that with a response, you know? I am very intimately familiar with dragon culture and dragonborn.
I don't like that you licked your lips when you said intimately.
My last girlfriend and everything was like, oh man, yeah, and everything was like, hey, Kilvaxis Strassmore, you totally belong with us. Like, you have the heart of a dragon.
Oh, then why'd you two break up?
Long distance thing.
Arnie, I don't know if you're here for this. You might have been looking for your sword. Eight out of the last eight people Kel has dated have been dragonborn. So Whoa. 8 out of 8, Arnie, that makes it...
Yeah. More than 50%.
Duh.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I feel like we've uncovered the secret of Kel here.
Kelvaxis Strassamore, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered that perhaps you're fetishizing dragons? That's all I'm saying.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, even your use of the word exotic earlier was...
Just because I have had 8 exes who are all dragonborn, and I have traveled across the land finding other fellow dragon enthusiasts, and I have tattooed wings on my back that I was told were specifically going to help me adapt into dragon culture, but may have been oversold to me, and just because, you know, Kilvax of Strathmore is not my real name does not mean that I am fetishizing a whole entire culture.
Yeah, those are all the reasons.
And what about, I'm sorry that I am looking in your rucksack here, but it's...
Hey!
You seem to have a giant body pillow shaped like a dragon in there.
Okay, you know what? That is good for your back. You know,
Yeah, Ani, that's just good for your back. You shouldn't look in people's sex.
Yeah.
And not to keep looking through your rucksack, but it says your real name is Piss Williams?
Is piss short for anything? I gotta ask.
Please let it be pistachio.
Or Pistifer?
He's crying. Buddy.
It's short for pistered, okay?
Buddy.
That's a tough one.
Wait, it's short for pistered?
Pistered.
Pister.
It's really common abbreviation, all right. Sure. And it's not, that's not my name, right? Okay? Pister Williams is somebody who got picked on in grade school because he maybe had dragon stuffy that he lugged around everywhere, all right? And maybe Pistered Williams was the one who got busted for taking portraits of all the dragonborn girls, all right? I am Calvin Raxus Strathmore, Ebon Wing, and I am a mighty warrior.
Oh, do you know how long you have to stare at someone to make a portrait of them? That is creepy.
They were more like gestural sketches, but...
Don't think we should ask you to identify in any other way than you feel most comfortable and happy. Yeah. But I think it's worth examining your own relationship with these things, as we all should. And I'm very happy that you found your true self. I think that's the silver lining here. And perhaps as you continue to explore your true self, you can dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Dig a little deeper. Oh, you mean like... you think I should fully be fluent in Draconic?
Learning Draconian would help you, certainly.
Okay, yeah.
Really understand the literature and the language of the Dragonborn.
As long as you're doing it for yourself and not to impress Dragonborn, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's the intent behind it.
It's also so that I can, watch Dragonborn plays and Dragonborn performances and listen to Dragonborn music. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Those are all wonderful things to engage with.
Although, can I ask, and I'm sorry, look, I want to go with you on this, Kilvaxus, but when you say you want to appreciate the Dragonborn plays are we talking about all of them, not just the sexy Dragonborn plays?
You're not just into the tentacle plays.
That's an integral part of their history, though. It's just something that humans wouldn't understand. I am a human, it's true, but I feel like, you know, I'm practically a dragon, you know, at this point. So,
and when you say that...
Yeah.
Like, is there any, like, literal way that you're practically a dragon?
Oh, like, you know, I've been taking supplements and stuff, and there's a lot of majors out there. A lot of majors out there that'll give you all sorts of stuff, like, you know, mandrake roots and desert. I don't actually really know what's in them, to be honest with you. But you know, they're supposed to help you sort of be very attractive to the dragonborn.
I know you sir one time magicked me a friend. It was a he created teen and he had this create teen, and when he created the teen for me, the teen would like help me train so I'd bulk up real fast. So if you ever want to try create teen, it's a pretty good supplement.
Yes, it's just a powder you can put in your, you know, your morning milk or cider or whatever.
That teenager was a powder?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Oh. Yeah. Don't talk about teens and powder. That's not a good combination.
Arnie, just bent your spoon. Are you okay? You seem mad.
Look, Kovax is maybe a little... let's get off of the dragon subject for a little bit. I'm sure you have a rich life, and there's lots of things that you're interested in, like all these cool swords. I notice on the hilt of all these swords it says Cutco.
Yes, that is the place that I mailed away.
Like, are these authentic?
I mean, look at them. Look how cool they are. Like... that is authentic dragon writing on it.
Cutco.
You know?
The silver's flaking off of this one.
So sorry, Kel. I thought you were trying to learn the dragon language, and you said that's authentic dragon writing. Do you know what it says in Dragonborn?
It's this one is, says good luck. And
good luck.
I don't think so, my man.
I do now, though. I kind of want a sword that says good luck on it.
A sword that says good luck on it is kind of the fucking coolest.
I'm coming around on it. It's kind of like, I don't need to try hard.
Fuck, like, I want that so bad. I want a sword that says just good luck in big letters all the way down the blade. That's so fucking great.
If I ever find my sword again, I'm going to go find a way to get good luck.
Good luck sword. Oh, good luck sword. I got it. Oh, fuck. Kel, can you help me get a good luck sword?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I mailed away for this one. This one I got from a caravan and everything that came from far away lands.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I think I might want a good luck sword too now that we're talking about it. Although, I don't want mine to say it along the blade. I want it to say it on the hilt so it's the last thing somebody sees as I drive the sword towards them.
Oh, yeah. I guess it could be taken two ways. One would be like, it's bringing you good luck.
Right.
And one could be like, to your foe, like, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if on the tip of the sword it says good night and on the hilt it says good luck? Say good night and good luck.
You know what?
You know what? That's pretty awesome, Arnie. Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
What if on the other side of the blade it said good morning, and then it says at the it says on the hilt, and if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh. Kel, I'm really coming around on this sword thing.
I love this. I actually super love this, and I think that we can like write it in Draconian, and like then it'll be like a fusion of our cultures.
Do I need to start investing in a lot more swords?
I think, Kel, I want to apologize. Earlier, it felt like we were kind of holding your feet to the fire, and now I think we want to invest with you.
You know what? I feel like it is always good to have a certain amount of introspection. And, you know, I feel like when you look at other cultures like dragons, which are perfect, you know, hold them higher than your own, And, like, you don't really focus on, like, how you can improve your own, I think.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty thoughtful. And it points out that no one is perfect. No group should be attributed with a single... no group is a monolith.
Yeah, and I
think earlier you mentioned the swords being a fusion. And I think the term fusion is just, like, a really clean way to appropriate. I think it's a nice... It just sort of does a lot of heavy lifting to where you can just take any culture and merge it with your own. I think that's really fun.
That is appropriate, yes. That seems... Yes.
I didn't know if that was appropriate or not to bring up, but thank you.
Arnie, is it right?
Yeah.
You can't find your sword, but can you, like, describe it to me? You know, because I've been kind of looking for something where it's like, you know, if the greatest warrior in all of Foon has one, then, like, even if you're not a dragon, then maybe that might be worth adding to the collection.
Well, you know, it's got, like, a pointy part, and it's got, like, a hand part. And it's sort of longer than a regular knife. Unfortunately, I don't have the sword that belonged to the former greatest warrior in all of Foon, Arnor the Warrior.
Arnie.
Yeah?
I think you're accidentally describing your penis.
Wait, oh shit, did I mention the pointy? I mention the pointy part of my penis? That's so embarrassing. I don't want that to get out. Which also, I gotta get a belt. Can I ask Kilvaxis, what do you do for work? Or you just, like, come from money? How do you fund all this?
Well, you know, I don't want to say I come from money, but we're, you know, the Ebon Wings are Williams. The Williams are comfortable. Right? Mm.
True. Oh, you're Piss Williams of the Forest Williams? Okay. Sorry, Arnie. They're comfortable.
I see. You're not the first Pistifer, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's Pistered. And, I am actually Pister Williams the Third.
What if I had a sword that said, your blood goes here?
Ooh.
Where does it say that?
Right on the blade. That one would be right on the blade.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Oh, I want one. Kel, if you're willing to help make these for us, I want one that says, take a wound, leave a wound.
Leave a wound.
Huh. Sort of thoughtful in a weird way.
Yeah.
I feel
just
like...
make someone chuckle before they die, before they keel over dead.
Yeah. What about how's my sword play? Dial 1-800-EAT-SHIT.
Dial? What's
dial?
Dial. Dial. D-I-E.
Dial.
I don't know if they have that word.
Spitballing ideas.
How about your face here?
Ooh.
Like that.
Yeah.
Still, all these swords have to say good luck somewhere. Because I think that's the brand, Kel. I think Good Luck Swords is the brand.
Good luck Swords.
You know what?
Actually, though, this is actually real good stuff. I mean, like, I really hadn't, like, considered doing any sort of enterprise or, like, building anything of my own. But, like, this seems like a healthy direction to take.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. And can I just tell you, there is such a market for this. I mean... I know so many people. If you had a sword that said, my other sword is a dagger, 10,000 sales.
Mm.
10,000 sales would come across the shore, because these are boat friends of mine, and six people on those 10,000 sales would buy those swords.
Wow. All right.
Well, let's take a quick break and keep thinking up slogans to go on our new good luck swords.
Can you print on demand swords? That's my main question.
We could take a stab at it. Take a stab at it.
Kilvaxis, can I ask? So you said you chose this name for yourself, and everything else aside, I do want to honor that. How did you come up with your name?
Well, you see, it came to me in a dream.
Oh.
Right?
I retract my question.
Oh.
Oh, no, Arnie, a dream is a a powerful portent that you must pay attention to.
Oh, okay.
I often appear in people's dreams to get some shit done.
Yeah, and Arnie, if you die in your dreams, you die in real life.
What?
In your dreams. You can dream. I mean, you're fine in real life, but in your dreams.
Mm.
Kel, can we hear about this dream?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I dreamt that I was in the land of the dragons, and they had accepted me as one of their own, and I had a really hot dragon wife, and then, and then she said, "I love you, Kelvaxestrasimor Ebonwing," and then I woke up, and then I talked to my girlfriend, Eridwin, who I was dating at the time. And she said that that name was nonsense, but, you know, it sounded so dragon-y, so I decided to keep it anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd never heard a dragon name like that, personally, but I don't know all dragons, and I don't know all dragon culture, so perhaps somewhere reaching out from beyond your dreams, there's a dragon, a group of dragons with those names, and you just have to find the right group.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, but also a dragonborn probably knows better than any of us about whether it means anything.
Yeah, but,
but I love to appear in people's dreams and leave all sorts of secret clues and say, like, here is Usador. I'm in your dream, and you must make a pile of 7 pancakes and then, like, let them figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, dreams can mean anything. And in this case, this dream meant, you know, it's time to set out and find the sickest dragon that you can paint on your wagon for traveling around the countryside.
A dragon wagon.
Yeah.
That reminds me, is that, I was looking out the window, is that your wagon out there?
Sure is. Isn't it sweet?
It's very nice. I make a decent side hustle posing for wagons.
Oh, no way.
Yep, that's me.
I totally see it. Oh, man. And when you hold your hand out just like that. Yeah.
Just like that?
That, like, lightning and everything. Yeah. And I just see you on top of that mountain there. Oh, man. Yep. The old dragon wagon.
I used to have this touring show where I would help jack up people's wagons. We do a lot of exhibits where it's like you go to the exhibit and your wagon gets jacked. And it's like the wagon doors open at a weird angle, or there's like a crystal ball in the trunk of the wagon, and that's cool.
Yeah.
And there's lights everywhere. It was a very fun show to watch, but I don't know if it was practical. Some of those wagons were not trail ready, if that makes sense.
Yeah. More for show. And I know that, like, generally girl dragons don't have, you know, boobs, but
yeah, I was gonna say,
it's an aesthetic choice.
Yeah, it's also like on your wagon, that dragon has very large breasts, and I didn't know if it was appropriate to ask. And also, just written next to it, it just says titties, really big.
Yeah, I am told that it is draconic for great warrior.
If that's true, that is so draconic, iconic. Now I just want a sword that says titties on it. Kel, can you make me a sword that says titties?
Who am I to judge your cart that says titties on it when I'm suddenly like, I gotta have a sword that says titties on it?
I mean, right? Yeah, who wouldn't want a mighty weapon that says great warrior on it?
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing, and I hate to, this isn't the kind of thing I would normally say, but we're just a bunch of cool bros hanging out. If I had a sword that said titties on it, when I stab someone, I would look them in the face and I would say, you've just been titty fucked. Is that cool?
Yeah, because they've been fucked by a great warrior.
Right.
Nice.
Now, Ani, isn't your title then the titty of Foon?
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I should have been addressing you in, as is the proper way in the way of the dragons. the titty of Foon.
Yes, we should address Arnie in the proper way from now on. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Or would it just be Arnie Niekamp, greatest titties in all of Foon?
Ooh, I like the ring of that.
Well, then you're repeating the greatest.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Titty Niekamp, Arnie Titkamp, Arnie Knee Tits.
Hey, everyone! Let's give a cheer for Arnie the titties, the greatest titties in all of Foon, yep. Niekamp! Yeah, hip, hip, huzzah!
Huzzah!
Hip, hip, huzzah!
Huzzah!
Wow, the whole bar really got into that. Arnie, yeah. there's something there.
Yeah, there must be.
Even at the mention of titties, every head turned. I've never seen that before.
Hmm. There must be a lot of people that speak Draconic here.
I think you're right.
So, Kel, you mentioned out of the eight ex-girlfriends, you said one you broke up. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry because of long distance.
Long distance, in that she could fly and I could not.
could get away, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's just fine. But the fact that she didn't really come back, which was kind of a bummer.
So it was less that you were separated by distance and living in two places as much as... She chose to be a great distance away.
Yes, a long distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you
love someone, let them fly away and see if they fly back. And if they don't, fuck you. Can I ask about the other seven? Not to put you on the spot, Kel, but the other seven ex-girlfriends, if we could just run down the list of cause of breakup.
Oh, man. I really don't want to kiss and tell and everything, but... okay, so we had the one that was,
you have a
long
huge titty
distance.
Dragon on your wagon and you don't want to kiss and tell?
Well, no. I mean, you know, those are my ladies, man.
Okay, understandable. Mm-hmm. Understand. Right? Respect, yeah, respect.
You're right. And, you know, one of them, I couldn't... Here's the thing about dragon cuisine is that it's mostly people. And I don't, I couldn't quite get... into it, you know, and that, but that was when I was young, you know, and it's just like, you don't want to try new things, and, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of sort of like human-based alternatives, human alternatives, like plant-based human alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like beyond humans.
Yeah. Or I also like Impossible Humans. That one's been really good.
Gesture Swords of Arnie, tell me about it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Kilvaxis, I might be jumping to conclusions here, but is it possible that some percentage of your former relationships with dragons, you were misinterpreting a dragon trying to eat you?
No, that's...
Let me ask you this. While you were... quote-unquote, dating these dragons, did you happen to be standing on top of a horde?
I wouldn't call them that, but, like, you know, I mean, yeah. There was a lot of gold around for a lot of them.
You come from money, Weavis, yes.
Yeah. I also remember there being a lot of bones, and a lot of times we'd go for dates in caves... And, you know,
You don't want to kiss and tell, but there's a lot of bones? Come on, dude. Disgusting.
Not the good kind. I mean.
Oh, like a skeleton.
Oh, like skeleton. Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Like, like not the fun time bones. More like the bleached in the sun with pieces of gristle hanging off. Bones.
Right.
Fuck me, I want a sword that says fun time bones. Oh, goddesses. Please.
And with all these different catchphrases for swords, I'm starting to understand how you could own so many swords.
Kel, I get it now.
Yeah, we're 100% on the sword thing.
Do you think that Maragwin, when she was trying to introduce me to her family, she said... won't you come over for dinner? And I was like, sure. Do you need me to take my shoes off before I enter the cavern? And she was like, yes, actually, you should also take off any pointy items of clothing you have. And I thought
that's
I was like,
tell.
ooh, but, you know, that's, man.
Yeah, I think they were going to eat you. I think was the plan.
In retrospect, it's kind of a miracle that you're still alive.
Yeah.
You've survived at least 8 dragon attacks.
I mean, you know, anybody else probably has had the same kind of problems. Women, am I right? I don't know. That's crude. I shouldn't say that.
Well, if you're looking for a title or something, you know how Arnie's the greatest warrior in Foon? I mean, Kel the Unkillable?
Yeah. I wonder if it's just sort of like they say how when alcoholics are in car crashes, they don't get hurt because they're so relaxed.
Yeah. I mean, like, I always just assumed that it was because, you know, I'm special. And, you know, they've welcomed me into their culture. But, you know, in retrospect, I gotta say, none of them lasted much too long, you know? Mm-hmm. And those that did had more of a kind of a marinating, had sort of a marinating quality to them as opposed to like a long-term serious commitment.
Right.
So you're being marinated. They were definitely going to eat you.
Well, the course of true love never did run smooth.
Love marinates, they always say.
That's very true. I once marinated Genlevia the Red for 6 days in vinegar, and then I turned into a giant eagle, and I carried her to the top of a mountaintop. And then I transformed myself into a loaf of bread, and she transformed herself into an alligator, and she devoured me.
Hot.
Thank you.
Calvaxis, do you mind if we read an email?
Oh, I don't know what that is, but sure.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that. Basically, this is a message from people in our world. People can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
His world.
Or if they join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern, they can also message us there and get all kinds of wonderful bonus content. Here's a message. Dear Arnold, it's Arnie, Chunt, and Usador.
That's me.
I've been listening through all of your old episodes, and I'm almost caught up and enjoying it a lot. My Dungeons & Dragons group will be starting a new campaign soon, and there will be a couple of twists. First off, we will be the villains this time, which I have wanted to do for ages, and I am very excited. Secondly, I have been making suggestions to the Dungeon Master for magical items we could craft. Could you please tell us about some common magical items you have in Foon that might be useful to a party of villains to help me with some ideas? Thanks so much, Ada.
Okay, I know this is not addressed to me, but there's a couple of things I wanted to circle back to.
Sure.
Is Dungeons and Dragons some sort of a kinky thing?
Oh, no, it's sort of like our game Offices and Bosses, where you...
Oh!
Are you familiar with Offices and Bosses?
That's nerdy. That's some nerd shit,
right,
man. Like, when you said Dungeon Master and there's dragons involved, you know, you can understand how I might have taken that amiss.
Right.
So this is, how did I know that you were like, hey, can we circle back to one thing? You said dragon in that email?
But the dungeons juxtaposed with the dragons is especially kind of interest to me. But it's just a nerdy game.
Yeah, it's a nerdy thing.
Well, I have one magical item to suggest for their game, and that is a big bottle of poison. Because if you're going to play a bunch of villains, and I am determined to destroy all evil in all its forms, then I suggest that you drink that bottle of poison and die. In the game.
Of course. I have 2 items I'd recommend. One would be, I don't know if you've heard of this, Arnie, it's called Must Ash. Now, this is a little pouch, or it could be a bottle of ash. And this ash is darker and has like a fibrous quality to it. And all you have to do is dip your finger in that Must Ash, and you put that across your upper lip. Immediately, you look like someone else. Immediately, you're unrecognizable and even a little bit nefarious. And then the other thing I'd recommend for any villain, you're going to get yourself a big old blade that says titties on it. Now, where can you find a big blade that says titties on it? Glad you asked. Good luck swords.
Yeah.
I would like to recommend anyone out there that is playing Dungeons and Dragons or any kind of role-playing game, please introduce the item, a sword that says titties on it.
See, you said role-play and dragons and there's a dungeon. Like, what? Are you sure that this is just some nerd thing?
I know it sounds sexy, but it's not.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, sorry.
Should we be talking like this in front of Eggy Baby?
Oh, shit.
I mean, he's got a pretty thick shell, so even though it does leak yolk. Oh, he's leaking. He's leaking. Can you get that, Isidore?
It's all right. I'll wipe it up with the nipples on my forearm.
Oh, maybe a sword that says nipples. Well, we could come up with swords all day, and we will on the Patreon. Kel, thank you so much for coming by. I hope we can do business. I hope you figure things out, and it's a delight to meet you.
Oh, this was an absolute blast, and you've given me quite a lot to think about. You know, I might actually start working towards Good Luck Swords as a viable business venture, and I'll be happy to gift all of you one, you know, when I get the first batch of prototypes out.
That would be amazing. And Kel, you never asked for this, but if I may, I'm going to go ahead and try and grab your wrist. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look at. Okay.
Go. He's just
a little slowly. A little slower. Slower. Okay. Oh, no. Slower than that.
Okay. Just like in a real fight.
Just like,
you walk the person
slower.
Through how to grab you. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Ha!
Is it?
Oh, wait. Oh, it's the other way. Oh, sorry. It's the other way. Here. Try it again.
Okay.
Try it again. Okay.
Grab here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
ha!
You put your.
Oh. Yeah.
Very good.
See? If you know how to do that, no one can ever get the drop on you. Even if you don't have your sword.
Here, let me try. Oh, I accidentally threw him into a sword.
Oh, no.
That's
fine. That's fine. Chick stick scars.
Indeed they do, on the outside and the inside. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Kelvaxo Strastamore Ebonwing, the Sword Bro, was played by special guest Erica Ishii. Check out their great new podcast, Worlds Beyond Number, I'll allow it, on all podcast platforms and Patreon. And follow them on Twitter at Erica Ishii and on TikTok and Instagram at The Erica Ishii. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, the names of whom I'll just tape up in the break room. You can read them at your leisure. Okay, fine. People like James Cullen, Jeff Drader, KT McCullough, Annie Mae Allure, Shantae, you stay, Annie Mae, Michael Rance, Sean from Edmonton, once again, Sebastian from Saskatoon, not about you, Jake Loney, Gordy J, Reed, Dan, Sarah Feldman, Danny, Rob Otter, and Lex Friedman. Patrons like Rob and lots of Otter ones get ad-free episodes, the entire 8 years and counting back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent Patreon bonus, episode 4 of the Shadow City campaign, DM'd by Anthony Birch of Dungeons & Daddies.
Great. Okay, so the smoke bomb, they go off, filling the area around you with a dense fog. And you can see just for a second, his fist break through the fog and completely whiff the air. He completely misaimed his punch. Thanks to the smoke, he might have hit you otherwise. But he goes, oh, that's no fun. That's no punchline at all. Come on, where are you? And he's trying to like part the fog with his hands like it's a curtain. And he is going to roll a search action to see if he can find you. Oh, no. Natural 20.
Uh-oh,
so he
no.
he goes, eeny, meeny, miny, there you are. And he grabs you by the scruff of your neck and picks you up like a mama cat with her kitten and then turns you around to face him. And he goes, well, who's this we have here?
He was crawling around on all fours, but his back was just clearly out of the smoke the whole time.
Right. Yeah, the smoke's really low to the ground.
What does he look like? Like, do you mind just, like, what am I seeing?
Yeah. You know Bozo the Clown?
Mm-hmm.
He's a Chicago institution.
Yeah. So turn up the pervo meter on Bozo by like 3 ticks.
Impossible.
And shit.
Can't be done.
To hear all of Shadow City and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. It's like a weight is lifting off my shoulders. All of reality saved.
Oh no.
Shouldn't you be saying something more like, ah, yes?
I wish I could, Tim, but again, oh no.
Director Ward, what's wrong?
Look. Hank, you bastard.
This isn't over, is it?
What a fool I've been. Of course he had reserves. Come on, Tim. We have to raise the stakes.
Okay, let me just grab the not hedge clippers.
Leave them. We're going to need something stronger.
Shouldn't I bring them anyway? There are children playing nearby.
Fine.